We wrap up our Infinity Insurance campaign, this time around talking about what you should be insuring. Once again, Infinity Insurance CEO Sharon Patterson joins us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
We know of the usual things we need to insure. Your car, the house. We can't live without those. What else do we need to be insuring?
Well, I think that my own philosophy is that you insure what you can't afford to lose.
Mm.
Insurance is expensive, and it's often difficult to decide what to insure and what not to insure. And human nature is that we tend to insure the things that we think we're going to have to claim on.
Yeah.
And that's not always very clever. If you look at your cell phone, your laptop, jewelry, those are the things commonly lost. And they're likely to be stolen,
yes,
or lost. But remember that as insurers, we have the same opinion as you have. And so you're going to pay a higher premium on your cell phone, and you're not going to get a vast amount of cover, and you'll have a nice excess, because we as insurers know your phone is likely to be stolen.
Right.
So this can very easily become what we call rand swapping.
Oh, okay.
Where you're insuring the item, we pay in the claim, but there's not terribly much money changing hands.
Yes.
The other side of the story is that most of us can afford to replace our own cell phone.
Mm.
So why insure that?
Mm.
What happens, for example, if your dog escapes and is hit by a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Especially if he's the size of my Great Dane puppy.
Aww.
He's going to cause a lot of damage.
Yep.
And you're going to be liable to pay for that.
Ah.
If a hawker or even a friend comes onto your premises and a tile blows off the roof and hits him on the head,
yeah,
or they slip on the floor you've just mopped, you're going to have to pay for that.
Sure.
So important to make sure that you have adequate personal liability cover,
mm-hmm,
or for that matter, if you're a business entity, business liability.
Wow.
Those are cheap insurance covers.
Okay.
It doesn't happen often. Mm. But when it does happen, if you don't have the correct insurance cover, then you could well find yourself insolvent or at least in deep financial trouble.
Right.
Look at what you can't afford to lose. Look at your car. Do you use your car to go to work?
Mm.
What would you do if you didn't have a car?
Mm.
If transport is essential to you, unless you're in an income bracket where you can simply go out and buy a new car.
Ooh, lucky you.
Lucky you. You had best insure it for comprehensive cover and take car hire as well.
Yeah.
Or you might find your job compromised.
Mm.
Your car is clearly something you can't afford to lose. Look at your house, the buildings of your house. If your TV is stolen,
yeah,
you can either buy another one or do without.
Mm.
If your house burns down, where are you going to live?
Right.
And again, insuring the buildings of your house is not expensive cover.
Mm.
Insuring all your contents for theft is.
Most definitely. Do we find in South Africa that we insure holistically, or we pick and choose what we insure for? I've heard stories of people insuring the property, which is the building of the house, the actual structure.
That's correct.
But the household contents, well, I don't need this much money coming out, so no one's going to steal my property or my stuff anyway.
I think it again depends on where you sit, what you can afford to lose.
Okay.
We can go back to those words.
Yeah.
If your contents of your house are important to you and you can't afford to lose or replace them,
mm-hmm,
then you should insure them.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you are insuring all of your contents.
Okay.
Because otherwise, this horrible thing called average applies, and then you're disappointed in what you paid out.
Right.
The areas that I would not insure, particularly if I needed to save money, would be things like the all risks, the things that you take out of your home.
Right.
Your luxury items that you really can afford to lose.
Ah, I like that word, can afford to lose. We need to think about that. The overall effect then of only insuring what you can't afford to lose, is that the right thing to do? How do we go about doing that correctly?
Provided you're being very careful with your items, yes, you can do well on that. You will pay less, you'll claim less, and so you'll remain insurable and keep premiums reasonable.
Yeah.
And you'll have the cover when you really need it.
As a parting shot, what should we know before we even engage in insuring our contents, our possessions, and our businesses?
You need to take a critical look at what you insure and what it costs you, and decide what you need and don't need, remembering that the most cost-effective way to insure is only for disaster that you will not otherwise be able to withstand.
Great advice. Thank you so much for your time. That was Infinity Insurance CEO Sharon Patterson, and our Infinity Insurance campaign, which we wrap up with a conversation about what you should be insuring.